Tamura, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, 5:1. We said in the past couple prakim that there are certain animals that derive their status as kachim, as a korban, based on another animal. The primary case of that is the tamura, which derives the status from the source from which the kedusha was transferred. But we also mentioned there's this vlad, the offspring of a korban. And we basically said that the vlad, the offspring, has the same status as its mother. We're going to explore that a little more and how that works a little bit. In this Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah is actually a very difficult Mishnah. We're going to go with the Pshat of the Bar Tanura and stick to his Pshat only. There are other approaches in the Rishonim and the Sensei in the Gemara. And in this Mishnah, there are actually two separate unrelated cases. The Bar Tanura explains it. They are there's no signpost in the Mishnah. We've changed to case B from case A. In any case, we'll do each one at a time. The first is talking about a cow, goat, or sheep that is a female and has never given birth before. So we learned back in Maseches Bechoros that the peterechem, the first animal that is born from this cow, goat, or sheep, if it's a male, has the status of being bechor, and the bechor is given to the kohen, and the kohen essentially will offer it as a korban and eat it if it's a tamim, and if it's not tamim, then he'll eat it. He'll eat it anyways. He'll shecht and eat it without bringing it as a korban. At all events, what that essentially means is that the bechor is a net economic loss to the, we'll call him the farmer, the Bialim, right? So he, when he has a firstborn male animal, cow, goat, or sheep, he gives it to the kohen. He gets nothing out of it. So our Mishnah starts out by saying, Ketzed ma'arimin ala b'chor. How can you be clever with respect to the b'chor in a way that you actually can get some economic benefit out of this firstborn male cow, goat, or sheep? So says the Mishnah, Mivakeret shahaisa mu'uberet. If you have a cow, goat, or sheep that has never given birth before, but now it's pregnant, Omer, if the owner of this cow says, Masha b'me'eha shelzu, that fetus that's inside of this animal, im zachar, if it's a male, ola, I consecrate it now to be a korban ola, while it's still in utero, inside of its mother. Then, yalda zachar, if the mother gives birth to a male offspring, yikrav ola, it can be brought as an ola instead of as a bechor. Now, how is this of any benefit at all to the, we'll call him the farmer, the owner of the cow? The answer is, let's say he has to bring an ola from time to time, whether he committed to bring an ola voluntarily, or let's say, you know, three times a year, you bring ola sur'iya, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, when you go to the Lila Regal. So here, essentially, you can save yourself the money of buying a separate ola by using your own animal's firstborn by declaring it an ola while it's still inside of the, unborn, inside the parent, the mother. So that's how you're a marim, you're being sort of clever, because there's a subterfuge here. You're sidestepping obligations to give anything to the Kohen, and instead using this for your own purposes. Now, the truth is that this is focused specifically on the ola as much as an ola is a male animal, and we're talking specifically about Bechor is also, of course, a male animal. You could also have brought a shlamim the same way. Shlamim can also be a male, but the Mishnah doesn't say that because there's a din derabanan that one may not do that. Because in some ways, a Bechor is more kadosh than a regular shlamim, and as much as it's eaten only by kohanim, whereas a shlamim can be by anybody. So there's a din derabanan that one may not consecrate an animal in utero that to be a shlamim, to circumvent it becoming a bechor. So that you can't do. But an ola, because ola is kachay kachim, it all goes to mizbeach, that you could do. Okay, that's the first part of our Mishnah. Now the second part of our Mishnah, there's no indication we've gone to a new case, but according to the Bar Tanura, it's a whole new case here, and that case is the case of a chatas. This is a female animal, a chatas, cow, goat, or sheep, which is pregnant with a baby in utero. Now, we actually talked about the vlad chatas before in the previous parak. You recall the din of the vlad chatas, the offspring of a chatas, is it's one of the five chataos amesos. It has to be left to die. I'm just going to say a way that you can circumvent that and save this unborn animal from getting that destiny. How do you do that? Again, you consecrate the animal while it's still in utero. Now, there is a machlokus, tanaim, which we'll see. When an animal that's a fetus inside gets its status of its mother. So according to one opinion, the Chacham and the Halacha, it's automatically, as it's forming there, it's part of the mother and gets the status of the mother. Okay, but there's another shita, Rav Shimon Gamliel, who we'll see explicitly saying this in the next Mishnah, holds that the animal, the fetus, doesn't get its status until the animal comes out. The baby's born, and then at that point, the vlad gets the status of its, whatever its status is going to be. So that means you can consecrate the animal while still in utero, and it will take the status of the consecration, not the status of the mother necessarily. So in this case of the chatas, the vlad chatas, if you consecrate the animal while still the fetus, while still inside the mother can be a chatas, and the offspring inside could be an ola or a shlam. Okay, that's how this Mishnah goes, like that Tan from Shimon Gamliel, which holds that the animal, the vlad, the offspring, doesn't get the status of the mother until it's actually born. Just want to contrast here. The previous Mishnah, we were talking about a bechor. A bechor, you don't have to come on this machlokas. The bechor certainly only gets the status as a bechor, a firstborn male cow, goat, or sheep, when it's actually born. That's for sure, according to everybody. So for, just for example, if there were, you know, twins in the womb, and you won't know which one's the bechor until it actually is put to the rechem, until it actually, you know, comes out first. Or if there's only one animal there, but, you know, it's taken, you know, yields a dauphin, extracted from the side, like a cesarean section, it's not a bechor. So for sure, bechor status is different in as much as it for sure only gets the status of being a bechor once it's actually born. But the other animals, so we have machlokas tanaim, and this tana here is going with the approach that we're talking about, that it does only get its status of its mother once it's actually born, so you can give it a status before that. And we're specifically talking about the case of a chatas, says the Bar Tanura. So in the context of a chatas, if you want to save its vlad, its offspring, from becoming one of the chatos, the mesos has to be left to die, you could, says the Mishnah, v'im nekeva, if a person declares regarding his pregnant chatas. Again, the Mishnah doesn't say that, but that's what the bartender learns. And he says, im nekeva, if what's inside the belly of this chatas is a female, then zivche shlamim, let it be consecrated to be a shlamim offering. Yaldin nekeva, tikrav shlamim. Then if the offspring turns out to be a female, it can be brought as a shlamim, not as a chatas. So in other words, it works. Because we hold that the kedusha doesn't, the status of the parent being a chatas doesn't happen until it's born. Here we picked a shlamim specifically because yes, a shlamim could be a female or a male. But in the previous mission we said you can't make your medura banan, you can't make your bechor into a shlamim, only an ola, because it's sort of a step down, if you will. Here certainly a chatas is kachim kachim, and a shlamim is a step down. It's kachim kalim, less sanctified. But again, we're being lenient here because the alternative is the animal just left to die. We'd rather let it go to Mizbeach and be a korban than just being left in on a room to die. So therefore, it's permitted. Similarly, says the Mishnah, if the owner of the chatas, while it's pregnant, says, im zachar ola, im dekeva zivche shlamim, he says, listen, I see my animal's pregnant. Whatever's inside the baby, the womb there, if it's a male, so then let it be an ola. If it's a female, then let it be a shlamim. That's also going to be effective. And even if Yalda Zachar Unakeva, if it even gives birth to two animals, twins, one's a male, one's a female, Hazachar Yukrav Ola, the male will indeed become an Ola and offered as such, just like you declared, and not a Chatas. And Vanakeva, the female, Tikrav Shlamim, will be offered as a Shlamim. Again, it works, it's effective. Here we have no Sveikas here. We assume that since he said, if it's a male, I want it to be an Ola, if it's a female, I want it to be a Shlamim, he meant implicit, since he's giving both, that if it's both, male and female, he wants one of each. Okay, and because of that, both animals, male and female, both get their, you know, respective statuses as an ola and a shlamin.